Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, let's start it off this morning with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Good morning, Robbie. First question, any fog on your way down there this morning?
All the way, Don. It's been foggy all the way through Miro, through Violet, all the way through Porges, you know, all the way down. It's been foggy. And we got down here. The full lane was kind of patchy, but when I got down here to Shell Beach, over the water here, it is pretty thick down here. You can't see, you don't have an eighth of a mile visibility. So I would say this morning, if you're going to go fishing this morning, I would let the sun come up, let some of this burn off a little bit before you try to go out there. We want everybody to go out and come back safe. We don't need no boat wrecks, and this is the kind of weather that things happen in. So let this fog burn off a little bit before you try to venture out. Because it is, you know, and I'm sure, Don, in the Mystico or in the lake, it's probably thicker in spots than it is, you know, from where it is right here at Shell Beach. so that's my suggestion. That's what I would do this morning. Far as fishing goes this past week, Don, it wasn't too bad. We had some nice catches of fish. Christian Offanello with Cito came out Tuesday, and he went and fished up the channel going towards Violet and fishing those cuts on the north side of the channel. He put a really nice box of trout and reds together on Tuesday. The sheephead thing is still going on the outside when you can get out there. And that's, you know, and at this time of the year, Don, it's one of these weather-related deals. You know, you just can't. You got to pick your days to go. But we did see some really nice catches come from by the dam down here by Hopedale. I've seen some of the biggest white trout I've seen there all season caught there day before yesterday. It was, and I'm telling you, some of these white trout were you know, anywhere from 15 to 18 inches. and that's big white trout. Some of these things are 2.5 pounds. You don't generally see them like that at this time of the year, but it was on this side of the dam, and they were fishing straight down on the bottom with a piece of shrimp, and boy, that was a really, really nice white trout they caught over there. They caught some redfish on the backside of that dam, and they also caught fish up in the Biloxi Marsh. So if you have options, Don, the only thing, the water is a little bit low this morning to be running around up in that. Just watch where you're going. If you're going to be running up in that Biloxi Marsh, the water is on the lower side. Yesterday evening, when I left here, the water was touching the bottom of the docks, and this morning it's probably 2 foot lower than that. So, you know, be careful when you're running around back there. I don't think it's where you're going to get stuck, but just know where you're going.
Well, according to the tides, we're going to have pretty much an incoming tide. High tide's not till 6 o'clock, so it's going to be coming in, which is a good thing. So that's really two reasons why to suggest people delay their trip. Number one, the fog. That's too dangerous to get out there, and there's no reason you need to be running out there in the dark in the fog. It's not duck season. The fish ain't going anywhere. And the other thing is you need more water to come in, and that tide will bring that water up and make some of those areas more accessible for you.
Right, exactly. And like I said, so you don't want to be out there just, if you don't have to be and you can't see where you're going. It makes things really, really tough. And believe me, I know all about it. I've lived this life a long time, so it's miserable to be running in, and I promise you that it's not anything you want to just go experience if you don't know where you're going. So let the sun come up and let it burn off a little bit and then venture out and go out and go. You'll be able to go where you want. So, Don, a couple things. I know you got two boat shows, I believe, in Baton Rouge area, and what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. I always like to remind people, and again, I tell people this all the time. I don't get anything out of this. Renew your CETO membership, or if you don't have one, get one. It's probably one of the best insurance policies that you could have if something happens to you out there on the water. I know Christian Offenello personally. He's a good friend of mine. And I'm going to tell you, the packages that they sell for, if you break down on the road or whatever, definitely get a CETO package. It's the best money that you could spend. And because it's not if, it's when, and it will happen to you, I promise you. So while you're there and you're in that Baton Rouge area and you're at one of these boat shows, stop and talk to those guys over there at the CETO booth and get your CETO membership. You'll be glad you've done it.
Well, I actually saw Christian and Colleen at the show. They were right across from the Sunshine John Deere booth where I was, and we had a good conversation. He told me about those fish he caught. And, yeah, while you're at the show, make a stop at CETO, and you can get signed up there. Of course, you can always do it online, too, at CETO.com. But some good advice there, Robbie, on all counts, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, Don, we'll talk to you next Saturday, and I hope we got a better report than we got this week.
Yeah, and I want to remind folks, coming up Sunday in 2 weeks, the 17th, you got the Bayou cleanup going on.
Yes, sir. I almost forgot. That's right. That's coming up too. So make sure you're here for that. And if you don't have a boat, show up. We need bodies to clean up. So we need people to help clean up. So if you don't have a boat, don't worry about it. Just come down here, and we'll get you on a boat and get you across over there. Boat's not a problem. Just get on down here.
And get you some of that catfish and jambalaya, too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So,
all right, Robbie. All right, thanks, Don, so much, my friend. See you next week.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.